So traveling with a bass is like a pretty terrible thing. It's just like so bad that I opted to drive here from Baltimore instead of fly, because flying with a bass is just a nightmare. There's the expense of it. It's not cheap to take that thing and check it. It's oversized, overweight. It's also the risk of damage is like very high. Everybody has a story. If it's not like a major damage, it's some like just ding or scrape or something that's happened when you've been in transit. You get there and then, you know, fine, the flight's over. Now you gotta like get that thing in a cab. The hard cases, the trunks that these things go in are like, you know, this tall, and like, you know, the lightweight ones only weigh about 80 pounds with the bass in them. So that's like the lightweight ones. And so it's just a real hassle. And then you have to deal with the big giant trunk the whole time you're anywhere. So yeah, it's a nightmare. They lost mine once. I mean, they found it pretty quickly, but that first like 24 hours or whatever, when I got off the flight, I was connecting through St. Paul, Minnesota back to Baltimore. And yeah, I got there and my bass didn't. And, you know, they were able to locate it rather quickly. But at first that was really, you know, it's like, what's worse than breaking it? Like losing it. And how do you lose it? It's like big, but it just didn't, it was a quick connection and it didn't make it. And by the morning we knew that it was like in a warehouse in St. Paul. And it came like a day or two later. Yeah, it's terrifying. And then you get like, I don't know if you feel the same way, but like you're kind of, anger threshold when you're traveling changes dramatically, right? Like the things that would be like totally fine not in an airport, they just make you so much angrier in an airport. So I think like more than like afraid, you just get like really angry. Yeah. The first time I had them mess with my instrument, I was still a teenager, and I was coming back from going to play in like a summer festival, and my dad came to pick me up from the airport. And you know, this was a long time ago and the rules were a lot laxer. And so he like parked the car and came into the baggage claim to wait for me. And like when I got the bass, they'd done some damage. And I just remember him like kind of like seeing the look on my face and being like, why don't you just have a seat, wait it out. I'll go and deal with this. Cause you know, you just, if your flight's 10 minutes behind schedule, you get angry in an airport. And like it's always awkward too, because like the guy standing there didn't lose it, right?
I know. Yeah, it's like this is not the person I should be talking to. So I'm guessing you don't drive a smart car.
No, but I it's not a big car. It's that little Ford Fiesta over there.
Oh, see,
seats go down. It slides right up.
Then it's fine.
Yeah, it's good.